Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in the operations area, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central Time. Here's the latest update on Hurricane Delta. Aircraft in there now, NOAA hurricane hunters, Air Force hurricane hunters, three planes looking at every aspect of the storm to get you the latest information. We have a brand new update. The wind's now 105 miles an hour. Pressure has been falling. We've been seeing that pressure fall and the wind starting to catch up with that pressure fall, 968 millibars, so lower than before. Still moving northwest at 15 miles an hour. So starting off with this satellite here, you can just kind of a zoomed in look at this storm. The structure, each different image coming in, just the structure looking a little bit little better and better when it comes to looking at the strength. You can see some of the high-level clouds exiting out the top. You can see that big convection right around the center, and that's where the hurricane hunters are really focusing their efforts, right around that center, to get us the information on the structure and really looking at what that strength is. And I thought it was interesting. I did want to share this on this briefing. Starting to see some of that moisture, the very outer edges of the system, starting to see some of those tropical showers come ashore in Louisiana and also Texas, Beaumont, Lake Charles, Lafayette, even up through Monroe, starting to see some of those showers with time. So that strengthening is reflected on our forecast. Also the expansion of those winds, starting to see those tropical storm force winds extending over 120 miles out from that center. Still continuing to approach the Louisiana coastline, but remember the cone here, upper Texas coast over towards central Louisiana. So you can still see some adjustments to that forecast, but either way, going to be a large storm, really looking at it getting further in strength, more strength tonight, and then approaching the coast. Even if the winds come down a little bit, you're still talking about some big impacts. A large storm, that means more storm surge and a wider wind field. Also looking inland, even overnight, early Saturday morning, still a tropical storm over central portions of Louisiana. So the winds, the rain, anywhere from the coast area, Lake Charles, over to Cameron, Lafayette, even up to Alexandria, could see some of these big time winds. So let's look at some of the other aspects of this. When's it going to arrive? It's one of the questions that we always look at. Today's the day to really wrap up your plans. Listen to those local emergency managers, local officials. If they tell you to leave, you got to leave, because by tomorrow morning, tropical storm force winds arriving. And that's what this signifies right here, approaching the coastline, upper Texas coast through Louisiana, but not just on the coast, inland as well. Alexandria could see some of these winds, and really looking at a dangerous situation when it comes to saturating the ground and also getting those winds, trees down, power lines down. Definitely got to wrap up things and get prepared. Looking at the forecast, when you start looking at the rainfall, tropical rains, very efficient. Always get significant values associated with these storms, and that's what we're looking at here. From portions of the upper Texas coast to southwest Louisiana, anywhere 6 to 10 inches of rain in some areas. Some places could get a foot of rain by the time it's all said and done. Through Alexandria, even Monroe, you can see that area right there where they can get the very heavy rainfall. And the other thing to look at is a storm surge, dangerous, life-threatening storm surge in places, anywhere from Cameron back over to Port Fouchon. Dangerous situation. Listen to those local emergency managers. This is the latest update on Hurricane Delta from the National Hurricane Center.